Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand, You Inc. Today, we configure compassion. Configuring compassion is no different than selecting the perfect holiday gift. It is elusive and requires a lifetime of paying attention to others' needs, and surprisingly, the best presents to others are free. But you may not have time to figure out how to wrap and tie a bow around an abstract concept, so let's configure your compassion quicker than kids tearing through materialism at your next holiday hoopla. For our special holiday edition, think about ways you brought season's greetings to others. Donated gifts to Toys for Tots. Decorated the house to contribute to the neighborhood beauty. Sponsored a family. Shopped till you dropped. Road raged at the car congestion this time of year. Okay, what about you? What each of these elements are missing is our ability to really connect with our fellow man. Giving anonymous gifts or money might make you feel good, but without contact and spending time with those that you are demonstrating this care for, you are not configuring compassion into this equation. Not to mention, activities such as gift giving and decorating can also be thought of as self-serving and in a way that gives us the glory and isn't about compassionately providing something that people truly need. These activities give the true gift of compassion. Putting this into the holiday context, think about what you are buying, for example. Where was it made? What is in the product? Did children make it? Adults living in third world with no labor protections? From factories that pollute drinking waters? Products that involve the culling of rainforests? Plastics that pollute our oceans? Animals kept in hellish warehouses that put families out of business? If your next thought is, "Don't nobody have time for that," I couldn't agree more. The easiest route is the one that I mentioned earlier. Configure compassion into each of your purchases or opt out and give the perfect gift to each and every person this year, you. My pro tip, we do not do presents at all anymore. It is the best feeling ever not to have to go to the stores, not to have to wrap only to see it in the trash 5 minutes later, not to spend money I could be using for programming for the kiddos or travel plans with my husband. There are no things to store or break or fight over or buy more expensive batteries or pretend I like it and figure out who I'm going to regift it to. Spending time with others and caring for others gives us the gift of true meaning, joy, and compassion. And from my family to yours and from everyone at this station, we are wishing you the same for this holiday season. Time for a movie motivation. I recently watched the short animated film set in Ireland in the 1910s about the innocent desires of a child to ensure everyone is safe, warm, and loved at Christmas time. Based on the beloved children's book by Frank McCourt, the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning memoir Angela's Ashes, the film Angela's Christmas, released in 2017, was about a little girl who took the Jesus doll from the nativity scene in her little village square because she was afraid the plastic figure would be cold. A mark of perhaps an overactive sense of compassion, but nonetheless a sweet gesture. What struck me in the film was that there was actually discussion of the child being taken to jail for this act, even as she and her mom were on their way to return it. That it is even remotely conceivable that a child would be hauled into criminal confinement for such a harmless act of compassion, not theft, shocked me. And the inspiration comes in the form of a reminder that compassion is a continuum, and the onus is on each one of us to configure ours into our lives and to cultivate it in others at every opportunity possible, or else little girls might end up going to jail. To learn more about compassion that led to the founding and runaway success of Mercing for Animals and Circle V, an animal rights food and music festival recorded live in the deserts of Nevada with Milo Runkle for our holiday special on compassion, Listen to the U-Inc episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on 90.5 FM or live stream at WCBE.org on Saturdays at 2:30 p.m. with me, Rhea Greif. And of course, you can also catch your U-Tune every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of U-Inc. Time to stop spinning and start winning!